Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's crypto landscape is turbulent, with Bitcoin plunging below $75,000 amid global trade tensions and regulatory shifts. Tether considers a US-only stablecoin, while Hong Kong's new staking rules promise to expand its crypto sector. Meanwhile, Ethereum's market dominance hits a five-year low. Now let's get into the details. Bitcoin has faced a rough patch, dipping under $75,000, driven by escalating trade tensions after President Trump's tariff announcements affecting 185 nations. This sparked a liquidation frenzy over $1 billion, impacting 441,000 traders. Bill Ackman criticizes the tariffs as economic nuclear war, calling for a 90-day pause. Meanwhile, in the stablecoin world, Tether is eyeing a US-specific stablecoin responding to potential regulations under Trump's administration. Tether's CTO, Paolo Arduino, suggests a domestic stablecoin could boost competitiveness, aligning with the administration's view of stablecoins as vital financial tools. Hong Kong steps into the spotlight with new staking guidelines from its Securities and Futures Commission, allowing licensed platforms to offer staking services. This bold move contrasts with Singapore's retail staking ban, aiming to enhance Hong Kong's position as a digital asset hub. Ethereum, however, struggles with market dominance falling below 9.4%, a five-year low. Increased competition from Bitcoin and others, despite network upgrades, challenges its growth. Ethereum's transition to proof-of-stake and Layer 2 solutions has shifted activity away from the mainnet, although staking remains strong with 29% of ETH supply locked. Solana's price dropped below $100 amid global trade tensions and declining on-chain activity. Yet institutional interest is rising with new futures contracts and an ETF launch. PayPal's expansion to include Solana hints at a brighter horizon. In other news, the bond market signals potential risk for assets like Bitcoin, with credit spreads at their highest since August 2024. Historically, such expansions lead to declines in risk assets, but Bitcoin may be decoupling, acting as a safe haven amid financial stress. On the regulatory front, a stablecoin bill is advancing in the Senate, potentially reinforcing the US dollar's dominance. Competing bills, including the Genius Act and the Stable Act, aim to shape digital dollar futures. Finally, Fat Brands, the company behind Fatburger and Johnny Rockets, embraces Bitcoin for franchisee royalty payments, highlighting the growing integration of cryptocurrency in traditional industries. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.